Now to the southern US city of New Orleans, where the removal of a Civil War era statue has divided the community. Some see the removal as a positive step away from slavery and injustice, while others say it's destroying the community's heritage. The ABC's Ellie Bradfield has this report.
Cheers and singing erupt as a crane removes the statue of Robert E. Lee from his perch of 133 years. The statue stood almost 25 metres in the middle of a New Orleans roundabout, paying tribute to an American general who led the Confederate Army of Northern Virginia in America's Civil War. More than 620,000 people died, with millions more injured, in the battle over the future of slavery. But the statue, seen as celebrating the South's position, is now gone. The last of four monuments to the era brought down in New Orleans in recent weeks. History professor Randy Sparks' ancestors were slave owners who fought for the Confederacy. He says it's about time.
They went up to celebrate white supremacy and the overthrow of Reconstruction and the reestablishment of white supremacy. That was all very obvious and very clear at the time.
Firmly on the other side of the debate is cultural anthropologist Richard Marksbury from the Monument Task Committee.
Well, I don't believe anything should be taken down. My view is that is that simple. There's no reason to take down something that's been up for six generations. Absolutely no reason. I don't believe in destroying historical and cultural landscapes. If we, as a world, are embracing diversity, then our past is diverse.
The charge to remove the statues began after nine black parishioners were massacred at a South Carolina church. Their killer, Dylan Roof, took photos of Confederate battle flags, recharging the debate about the emblems. The mayor, Mitch Landrieu, was leading the two-year fight to get rid of the monuments.
To literally put the Confederacy on a pedestal, in our most prominent places, in honor, is an inaccurate recitation of our full past, is an affront to our present, and it is a bad prescription for our future.
Richard Marksbury disagrees, saying it's a sad day for history.
So the question I've always asked is, where do you stop? And once it starts, how can you stop it? You know, education is the key to all of these things. You know, have dialogues, have conversations, figure out what to do. But destroying and tearing down is, that's what ISIS does. It's not what we should be doing in America.
But he has lost the argument. In the coming weeks, the city will open a request for proposals to decide how it will replace the monuments. This is Ellie Bradfield in Washington reporting for The World Today.